From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections, opening an avenue to form a reconciliation government. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Efforts to resolve a decade-old schism between the two main Palestinian factions appears to be coming closer to fruition after Egyptian mediators succeeded in convincing the Islamist Hamas group, which controls Gaza, to agree to dissolve its Gaza Administrative Committee that governs the territory sandwiched between Israel and Egypt. The agreement calls for new Palestinian elections in Gaza and the West Bank next year. Despite the new accord, the Fatah group is insisting Hamas start implementing the deal before any further steps are taken. It remains unclear if Hamas will agree to another key demand and allow European Union monitors and Egyptian border officials to take control of the main Rafah border post between Egypt and Gaza, officially closed since Hamas refused to uphold a 2005 agreement with Israel, necessitating the presence of EU monitors at the border. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews clashed with Israeli security forces in Jerusalem Sunday when an anti-military demonstration turned violent. The protest became violent when demonstrators blocked roads and resisted efforts to disperse them by riot police, mounted officers, and water cannon. A police statement said 8 rioters who used violence against police were arrested. This is VOA News.